If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hi, welcome to this is hardcore. Co-hosted by Terry and Gatch. The next episode's about to hatch.
Give me a bong ripper.
Of the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. 531. What is magical about that number? It is divisible by 3.
Yes.
Because here's a little trick. If all the numbers in a number, if you add them up and that number is divisible by 3, then the complete number is divisible by 3.
You just blew my mind.
So you take 531, 5 plus 3 plus 1 is 9. 531 is divisible by 3.
Wow. You just taught me something. I bet you might have taught Hans something, too. And this is for you, Hans. I know you don't smoke weed, but it's Monday, and you ain't got nothing else to do. This is Bong Ripper. You ever listen to them? You ever heard of them before, Gatch?
I've heard of them, maybe.
I ripped some
There's
bong.
There's a lot of bong names.
Bongzilla. Yeah. In stereo right there. On the Terry and Gatch stereo comedy show that's brought to you in mono.
I'm a bong ripper, I think I have heard of. But
they're kind of deemed important in the doom world. I think so.
Do they have a singer?
Yeah. They do. He just takes his bong hits for a long time.
Yeah.
And in order to have like a 14-minute song, you got to wait till the vocals come in.
Uh-huh.
I think he's pretty raunchy too. We'll try to wait till he comes in before I fade this out. But I think this is called Satan Worshipping Doom.
Wow, nice.
I don't know if they really worship the devil, but that's a cool name for
Satan Worshipping Doom. So Satan worships them, right?
Oh, I didn't even think about it. I thought it was like
Satan worships the Doom music.
I thought it was like Doom that was Satan worshipping. Satan Worshipping Doom. Bong Ripper. Check them out, Hans. I got another band for you coming up on Wednesday that I don't know if you've heard of before. So thanks for making me delve deep there, Hans. And thanks to, check this out, our first donation.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it's going in
awesome.
The kitty.
Awesome. Thank you, Hans.
Thank you, Hans. And so if anybody wants to up him, just give as much as you can because we're not going to disclose how much money he gave us. He gave us
this
a
says
lot.
JB. Yeah, I see a full house, 3 sixes in there. There's 3 sixes on that bill,
of course,
Hans.
Of course there is. It's from Hans.
Yep.
I hope I didn't misspeak. I hope Bong Ripper does have a singer, because I could have swore I heard.
Oh, that reminds me of what I was going to say.
Say
one
it.
One of my most recent, I don't watch a lot of music television, but I do see a video occasionally.
Yeah?
And one of my favorite recent videos is from The Sword. And it was the first time that I'd ever heard them was on this station. I think it was probably over Lance's on, what is it, when they show the metal videos? Saturday Night, maybe, or...
Hard Times?
Maybe. But it was them, and it was an instrumental song, and they're all rocking out on the top out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
And the singer's all walking there, and once he gets there with his microphone, they're done.
Oh, so it was an instrumental?
Yeah, it was an instrumental, but the whole video is like them rocking out and the singer's like taking this walk, you know, to catch up with the band with his microphone through the desert. And when he gets there, the song's over.
Oh, what a bummer. That sucks for him.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, though.
Nope, I guess I was wrong. I think they're an instrumental band. God, I'm stupid.
You know what that means?
Maybe
though?
It was Bongzilla that has the raunchy singer.
You know what that
What's
means?
That mean?
Is you can sing along to it yourself. You can write your, you can listen to it.
That's right.
Write your own lyrics.
Maybe this could be our new theme song.
Yeah.
It's the
Terry and Gatch. See, I can't even do it right.
Terry and Gatch.
Garbage. So these guys are from Chicago. Been a band since 2005. Ripping bongs.
So imagine if they had like a the Boston Berry, a Boston Aussie. Boston Aussie could sing for these guys.
Wow, I didn't know there was such a thing.
Boston Aussie?
Yeah.
We talked about that last week.
Oh, I have a bad memory.
Boston Aussie. You were doing Aussie with a Boston accent.
Oh, man, I didn't even get to listen to the shows because, shit, we got to talk about this, too. My internet, my phone, my fucking smartphone has been dumb. Like, it hasn't said anything. Like, it can't speak. Or...
Do you live in North Korea?
No, but now I really know what it means to be cut off from the internet for a few days, which is fine. It was cool. Other than the fact that I couldn't do a lot of fact-checking that I normally do over the weekend for the podcast.
I did excessive.
Whatever we did before, whatever we were just talking about. Anyway, what happened is I live in a small town, for those of you who don't know me personally. It's Brownsville, Oregon. About 1,500 people, plus the outline.
Yeah, look it up on, it's on Wikipedia.
Oh, man, we went through the history of it last week. Now I remember that. The hillabillies, as I like to call them as a Rickyism, the hillabillies descended on our town. 30,000 people came to our little 1,500-person town and just, like, slammed our fucking phone towers. I don't know if you're listening, Paul, from my stump brother from another mother from back east. Is that his name, Paul Vogert or something like that?
No, Mike.
Mike Vogert?
Mike Voss.
Voss.
Boston Voss.
Fuck, I'm stupid today. I smoke a lot of weed. Anyway, Michael Voss, he's like, how do you jam a cell phone tower? Because he thought that actual hillbillies were coming up and, like, I think, like, I said, damn hillbillies jammed my cell phone towers.
Now, who do you think were more scared when all these people were coming into town? The sheep? Or the Indians?
There was a guy, I don't know if he was Indian, he looked a little dark-skinned, but he was, had a beard and a hat, so I couldn't really tell, glasses.
Yeah.
He was selling Indian artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from the he was from New Mexico.
Arrowheads and stuff like that.
And then a bunch of other crap.
Plentiful around this area. He's
from New Mexico, so I don't know if he's traveling around selling stuff or whatever. But he stopped by a couple weeks ago and said, you know, that big country music festival's coming up. I was wondering if I might be able to set up on part of your car wash lot there. I was like, yeah, well, I think I might have mentioned this. I asked him... Yeah, that back corner there of the grass would be great, as long as you don't, you know, impede on the area where my patrons give me money, you know. And he's like, oh, yeah, totally.
And 10%.
And then, well, yeah, that's what I said. What kind of a racket you guys make out there? And he's like, oh, we're real quiet. And I said, no, not noise. What kind of money do you guys make?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, well, just depends on... I go, well, maybe we could work something out to where, you know, you give me a percent. If you do really well, you pay me more, you know. And he's like, okay, well, that sounds good. We'll be back in a couple weeks and we'll work it out. So he showed up on Thursday and he's like, I'm here. Is that thing working? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, how's it going? He's like, well, I was just wondering. We got a big 20 by 30... gazebo type thing that we need to set up, and I just don't know if there's going to be enough room over there in that corner. And I was like, well, then I don't really know. I mean, you can creep a little bit onto the pavement there.
Yeah, but you can't really take away from your business.
Right. And he's like, well, I was wondering, how much business do you guys actually get out there on the outside bay, especially on a weekend like this when everyone's going to be out there at the thing? He's like, we were wondering if we could just set up right there, the outside bay. I was like, sir, there's going to be 30,000 people in this town that have never been in this town, and they're going to be parked in a dusty field for 3 days. And most of those people are going to have trailers and fifth wheels and motorhomes. And they,
it's a big weekend for you guys.
Are you seriously? And he's like, well, you know, he started talking higher and started bopping up. You never hurts that. You never know till you ask. And I was like, well, yeah, that won't work.
No.
And then he had his regular truck. He goes like, because we need somewhere to park our motorhome, too. And I was like, well, maybe you could set up on that and park your motorhome right there. And he's like, well, what about that fire hydrant? How close can we be to that? And I go, you're going to have to ask the fire department that. I don't know. So they had their truck sitting over there at the outside bay, not in the bay, but pretty much impending anybody from coming through. And there's a backed up line of traffic just going by. And My wife, she can't hold her tongue, so she goes over. Well, she was walking by anyway to go to the store, and she said, sir, you're going to have to move your truck. And he goes, well, I don't know if this is going to work for us or not. And she's like, well, either way, you're going to have to move your truck because you're blocking the bay, and there's cars driving by. And, of course, she embellished. I saw a couple brake lights on dusty cars. I think they might have stopped if you wouldn't have been blocking the bay. And he's like, well, yeah, I don't think this is going to. So they ended up setting over on the other corner. They must have talked to the owner of the lot on the other side of the Dairy Mart, which is fine because
you're a caddy corner.
Yeah, caddy corner to the Dairy Mart where that old restaurant is shut down now. And then it was a DVD store for 5 minutes, and then it was a quilt shop, and then nobody can keep a business in there. I want to make
it. I bet that Kirk's Ferry didn't do too bad.
I bet they didn't, and I know the gas station was backed up all weekend, and they probably...
Whoa. Was that from a toilet issue?
They were they're backed up with gas. Gas customers, that is. But yeah, other than that, and there was a couple little things that happened. Like, there's a guy that had a truck set up on the side of the road and had a big sign on the side of his truck that said, tickets buy and sell, you know. So he's like a scalper. Wow, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry for that euphemism. Or he wasn't even an Indian either. White guy. And Mike's all, I've seen him at summer.
He's taking her jobs.
Yeah, that's right.
He came in and took her jobs.
So it's a sold-out show. So apparently he's trying to buy tickets and then sell them for more or whatever. So
because people would drive there to sell tickets.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, you're wasting your time. And Mike's all, I've seen him at Summer Slaughter Tour both years I went. The same guy. Stand up tickets for sale and to buy. You want to buy tickets? I'm selling them. And you got any that I can buy? Because I'm buying them, too. And so then, like, this truck full of hillbillies, like a double cab, four-wheel drive, all jacked up, were, like, must have asked him, I think Mike said he heard him. We were people watching from the house there because it was just a slow, like, 1 or 2 mile per hour parade of cars going by clear from the freeway to 3 miles. It took my ex-girlfriend Shireen 45 minutes to get from the freeway to Brownsville. That's a four-minute drive. It took 45 minutes. We're talking Portland stop and go on the 205.
You're talking about 5 miles an hour.
Oh, or less. Yes. Yeah. So they're just barely creeping by. And then they speed up sometimes, but then they'll stop, you know, just like stop and go. So they're stopped. We're blaring, like, music out. We had victims practice and had the door open, and they're, like, going like this. And
is that is that the...
What the fuck is that?
Is that the opening act?
Oh, my God. Is that the... So it was kind of cool. And so these guys were, like, talking to that ticket guy. And then the next thing you know, I guess Mike told me that he heard that the guy was selling the ticket. Like, they asked him, how much you selling your tickets for? And he said, told him, and it was double the price. And they, like... already had tickets, but they got all offended that he was like selling them up and making money off it.
People do that.
You fucking piece of shit. They're like gonna kick his ass.
Wow.
And then traffic took off, so he got lucky. I guess
those guys
took off because the traffic started moving, so they couldn't jump back.
Those guys were already drunk and ready to go.
Yeah, and then we're waiting to get gas, and I'm in the van with the pentagram, and there's just tons of hillbillies all in the line around me. And there was this little black car, and it was just two young dudes. It was probably about 19, and they both had cowboy hats on. And then I kind of, we're just sitting there, and I just kind of glanced over, and he's like, he nudges his buddy, and he points, and then they kind of laughed at my, they like nudged, point, laugh.
Uh-huh.
And I was already like at my breaking point because of all the.
You wanted to say something.
I did say something.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at him, and I said, is that funny? And he's like, he was getting out of the car already, and they were like young, like I said, 19 probably, and like rosy cheek. They looked innocent little cowboy kids.
Mm-hmm. Well trimmed beard, cowboy beards.
Oh, no beards. Like they didn't have. They probably hadn't hit the beard stage yet.
Okay,
maybe they were younger than 17. I don't know. And so I was like, "What's funny about that?" And then the driver kid was just kind of like looking nervous and like keeping his head straight, but like looking down and going.
Somebody talks to him like that, they get their ass beat.
No, he was like more.
No,
like,
he gets his ass beat.
Oh yeah, like this long-haired guy in the pentagram van is going to kill us or something. And so the guy's getting out, and I was like, "What's funny?" He's like, "I wasn't saying anything bad, dude." And I go, "Well, whatever." I go, "I just don't like being nudged, pointed, and laughed at." And he's like, "Well, I didn't mean anything by it." I go, "That's cool." And because he was just walking by the van going to the store. So and then my cousin who works at the store there is like. Do you need to take care of some people here or what? Dan is all, yep, we're going to tag team them cousin style. Got to beat up some hillbillies. These other kids stop by that were friends of the family that were going out to it, and they're all, seeing these guys, man, they look like lumberjacks. And this kid's probably like 17. And Dan is all, just for the record, Julian, I don't fucking trust lumberjacks. And he's like, you watch Trailer Park Boys? No way. And she's like, we're the ones that turned all these kids onto the Trailer Park Boys. And he's like, that's awesome. Because people think we're old. We're not. Yeah. We can't be that cool. But it's pretty funny. So, yeah, we've been invaded by hillbillies. So Thursday was our 5-year wedding anniversary, me and my wife.
Ah.
And I think we talked about it last week. The present is wood.
I know
what you're thinking, but yeah. And I did this joke at the Sam Bonds thing.
I think you threw it out there last week, too.
Yeah, I gave her my old leg. Yeah. But no, we got out of town on Thursday because the hillbillies were coming, and we took the camper down and drove like 2 miles from our house, which is basically on the river at my parents' house, is basically mm-hmm. like camping. You can't hear, no people. And then we went up to the house and visited the grandparents for, well, they're not my grandparents, but they are grandparents, my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we camped out Thursday night, and that was cool.
Right on.
And then Friday was fucking shitty because there was people everywhere.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid. But other than that, welcome to the show, you guys.
Hey, yeah, welcome.
What's grinding my gears? Fucking hillbillies. Happy Monday to y'all.
Hey, yeah.
Stop and take a break there, man. I was getting fucking pissed off.
You were. I'm trying to think of something that's pissing me off, but I don't really have anything.
Yeah. We're not here to piss people off. You know, I saw something funny at the comedy show. A lady who was apparently had won the Slug Queen. I don't know if you know what that is. And Eugene, during the Eugene celebration, I don't even know what it is.
She leads trails around town?
Apparently, I guess. But this lady was the judge for... I thought it was a drag queen contest, but this lady was a lady. I don't know much about anything that I talk about, so don't mind me. Anyway, this lady who was touted a stand-up comedian, part of the lineup on Saturday night, she got up there with, like, 5 big cards, you know, like...
Cue cards.
Big ones, though, like, you know. Cue cards, yeah.
Like the guy that's sitting below the camera.
Maybe even a little bit bigger. Maybe, like, 3 feet by 2 feet, like uh-huh. poster-sized cards.
Yeah.
And then, so, she gets up on the stage, and she puts the mic off to the side of the stage. And she holds up the first card, and it said, comedian. And then she started kind of miming and pretending like she was telling jokes and doing some funny right. things that I can't remember. She was probably 60, 65, older lady.
Uh-huh.
She pulled out the next card and it said, flirt. And then she would hold it up like a lady from the boxers, like at the boxing ring, and then she'd kind of do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then she flipped it over and it said, do you come here often? And then she started to mime flirt with some men in the audience, like pointing, moving her shoulders, kind of pushing her boobs together, mm-hmm. putting her hands on her hips, just all the cliche old school flirting techniques.
Interesting.
Did that to about 3 of the guys. Then she pulled out another card that said dancer, and then she proceeded to dance around all goofily for like a couple minutes. And then she pulled, and it just went on like that. It was weird. It was weird.
It wasn't really comedy as much as performance art.
I guess so, and that's why I was kind of weird that she didn't stick it like in between the stand-up and the improv, because they had the improv games mm-hmm. that they played, which fun, I guess, for the performers, not hilarious. Some of it, you get bits here and there.
It's kind
of
more like...
They do the alphabet game where 2 people are given a scenario and every sentence has to begin with A, B, C, you know, like yeah. you go back and forth. So I'd say, all right, what are we going to mm-hmm. do? And you'd say, boy,
I've played that one before.
I don't know. Yeah, and so it can get funny when they give you the right scenario, but...
Yeah.
And then they'll say, oh, give these 2 people something that... an annoying thing that they suffer from and they'll be on a first date. And I'm like, Tourette's. And they're like, okay, but this is a clean comedy show, so it's going to be tough for you, Sarah. And she was just saying bleep. Bleep, bleepity, bleep, bleep. And I wanted to tell her after the show, but I didn't get a chance to talk to her, that all people with Tourette's don't always cuss.
Yeah.
They'll say elephant.
Just whatever's on your mind.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's cock lick sucking pussy fucker. Sorry, I didn't. Remind me of that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where the cook was had Tourette's in their restaurant that they made. You'd yell out, cocksucker! Everybody's like, and then Larry David's all, cut fucking piece of shit! And then everybody started cussing back and forth, and then it made it okay.
That's,
and
yeah, that's how you make the guy feel
made it
like
okay.
A good person.
He's like, you're retarded. I peed my pants. It's cool to pee your pants. Come on, everybody, pee your pants. Yeah. It's fun. This is fun. This is fun.
Yeah, you did you know Beck is releasing an acoustic album by the end of the year, another one?
I was wondering recently, maybe within the last 6 months, whatever happened to Beck?
I'll tell you.
What's he
been
doing?
Still busy. And this is a very interesting thing.
Is he like producing now or something?
Nah, I think he still tours, and you know he's a Scientologist, right?
Oh, yeah. And, no, wait, did I? No, but that's dumb. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he pays
kinda,
a lot of money
grew
to
grew into it because...
Was his dad a Scientologist?
I do believe so.
Because it kind of runs
dad,
in the family.
His dad did orchestrated strings, and he did so
he
for
was
that.
Also a folk guitarist, wasn't he, as well? His dad?
I think he might have played around with some stuff like that. Yeah, they were,
I didn't know
him and his mom, or his father and mother were both musicians. His mom is actually... I think she still is in a L.A. punk band.
Right.
And
they're not related to Hanson, right?
No, no. And then,
not even distantly?
Maybe.
Maybe from...
But his dad
same...
did the arrangement for strings on that Green Day song.
Huh.
On, was it Dookie or the next one?
Probably the next one.
The Times of My Life or whatever.
Yeah.
And then...
That's a classic.
But earlier this year, in like February... He published a book.
Oh.
And in this book is 20
his
songs.
His dad? Or,
no,
oh,
Beck.
Beck. Okay.
His 20 songs just written in this book. It's a book of 20 songs that he wrote.
And he never
with the
recorded
purpose
them yet?
Of...
Does it have chord changes and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
A songbook.
A songbook.
With lyrics and music.
I don't know if there's lyrics, but I know that the whole purpose is for people to buy this book and upload their own interpretations of the song.
Huh. That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
And he never recorded any of the songs off of it?
I'm not sure exactly. There was a mention of 14 Rivers and 14 Floods, which I know is recorded.
Yeah.
And it's. I don't even think that's an old standard, right?
I don't think so, but I played it on episode 14 of the first or second season. I remember that song, and I wasn't familiar with it at the time.
Yeah, and...
But you named it right off the bat.
But he... Yeah, it'd be interesting to check out that book. It said it was all material that hadn't been previously recorded, and I thought it was an interesting idea.
Hmm.
And so he just does stuff that's just right on the edge sometimes, but it's not always noticed like that, or when Sea Change had like the four different album covers.
Hmm.
But I am definitely interested in the acoustic endeavor because I really loved Mutations.
Yeah,
as
I did too.
As far as acoustic, and then even Sea Change, even though it was kind of moody, had some really great elements to it in their songs.
It seemed like Mutations was like a really tightened up version of like some of his older stuff. Like the first two albums were really kind of loose and folky and kind of sloppy, but great songs and just kind of his style. Then he did the Odelay thing, and it was kind of like one of those bands that has a song that's not really characteristic of himself that makes it big, I thought. Didn't you think that?
Like, where it's at?
Yeah. I mean, because that whole album was kind of like that a little
bit.
That
whole album was all over the place, too, though, yeah.
It had some folky stuff that was familiar and sounded like his old stuff, but with, like, drums and loops and all kinds of
weird
stuff.
That wasn't, though, because that guitar that album was very guitar-driven, and so where it's at was, like...
Not really where it was.
Yeah, because he had the Jackass and and then that almost had a countryish twang.
And that other song, High Five, Dead or Alive,
Catskills.
He was rocking in the Catskills.
Yeah,
I used to play that song every time we go to Hot Cake House because they got the Beck in there, and And it's like the long. I always pick the longest songs because that way you get your money worth. I play
yeah,
this is
and
the
that
end.
Way you don't have to someone hear else. Someone else's yeah. when it comes on.
I'll play four songs that are each like 10 minutes long. This is the End by The Doors. High Five, Rockin' the Catskills by Beck, which is about 7. Because it's got that weird Indian that goes,
oh, yeah.
For like ever. And people are trying to eat their pancakes and they're all, what the fuck is that noise? What the fuck is that fucking noise?
Check out you ever listen to the Stereo Pathetic Soul Manure album?
Yeah, I think you recorded that. I think you that one nice. And the other one.
1 Foot in the Grave?
Yep. Foot. I said foot.
Yeah, those both are.
I said foot.
You know, you see his transgression as an artist with the 1 Foot in the Grave, where it's just like, you know, I mean, he likes picking up any instrument and rattling on, whether it's out of tune or it's old or whatever. You know, he's just that guy, and I think that that was a very lo-fi moment for him. And then the Soul Manure, a collection of just wacky songs, some of them. And noises and like old interviews when he was a kid or something.
Yeah.
Like talking about aliens. And then after that was Loser. I think he had a couple other before that too, but they were like pressed of 100 or something like
right.
that, you know. But then, yeah, Loser kind of blew him out of the water with
for
that,
sure.
with that song.
And that's weird that it got so popular when it has a Spanish part.
Uh-huh.
And for years, I didn't even know that it was Spanish. I just thought yeah. I was, couldn't understand
he
what
was talking
saying.
About soy? Soy
yeah.
milk?
Soy aperitivo.
Yep.
Perador. Which just means...
I'm a loser.
Yeah, well, that's weird.
Soy aperitivo.
And it almost sounds like it's backwards. Like,
yeah.
And so, like, you could just have a song that just says the same thing in Spanish and American. Well, he did. Made a big hit with it.
You know, I bet Lennon would have liked him because, you know, Lennon liked to play around with, like, the I Am the Walrus with the just throwing together words just to see what people will read into it.
Yep.
You know, and because that's what
from
people
a dead
do.
Dog's eye, and then a line that has nothing to do with that afterwards.
Yep.
Corrugated T-shirt, something like going to pull your knickers
shaving
down. What
the
fuck are you talking about right
with
now?
With a razor in the dark.
So come on, bloody drugs. Yeah. I'm writing about it. Maybe I'm writing about it.
Gookie tube.
Maybe I'm not writing about it. This is
yeah, so yeah, he's got that album coming out. You got a Boston Lennon?
I don't have a Boston Lennon. I've just got the John and he sounds way more like Ringo. I got you. I'd like to have my friend Former Tape Nose on the show because he does a way better Lennon than me.
Oh, Lennon.
He's all, maybe it's not me. Maybe it is. It's like, how did the Beatles get to be so popular? How do you know we are popular? Might not be true.
Are you a fan of Justin Bieber?
No, I'm an anti-fan, actually. I think he's a punk. I think he's acting like an idiot in the last year in the news. Of course, if I was a 19-year-old millionaire, I'd probably be racing it. Well, no, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't, because I'm better than that. I do not like Justin Bieber.
All right, well, I'm gonna shed
a little like
new
songs.
Light on him in a new light, just because I read an article the other day, an opinion article, and while I don't necessarily agree with it, I can see where they're coming from. Now, you got Justin Bieber, right? He was a spoiled kid star, right?
Right.
Now he's just a spoiled adult asshole.
That's true.
In the music industry.
He's still a star, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sad part.
He's like pissing in buckets in restaurants. He's fucking getting...
What? I didn't hear that one yet.
He's getting crazy tattoos. He's spitting on fans.
He's racing around his neighborhood in a fucking
sports car. Well, I can't condone
that.
Not with the kids and stuff like that.
No, it's...
But did we not have Keith Moon that fucking drove crazy cars into his death? Did we not have Ozzy that pissed in random public places?
Paving
the way. Did we not have Keith Richards that was always on some weird drug, getting tattoos?
And getting arrested multiple times all the time?
Mm-hmm. I mean... is he just that next level? I mean, really, we could think of him as this. He's either going to be the washed out child star like a Danny Bonaducci.
He will be.
Right?
If they still have shows like World's Dumbest Criminals and stuff, he will be on that show within 10 years going.
But if he continues his success, which I think is likely with his legions of fans that are going to keep buying his records, he would be like Michael Jackson, creepy child man. But he's not really a child man.
He is a child man.
He kind of is, Justin Bieber, child man. But he's not like the creepy, I'm sleeping with your kids, because he's always around ladies and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
But he's sleeping with your daughter.
Well, that's just more like Steven Tyler, right?
Yeah, I guess. Whenever he comes on the TV, it's just like, oh, my noise didn't work. That's his white noise.
You know,
that's a
wind, I don't know.
That's a wind chime.
You know, there's a, maybe he's just that. He's just entertainment for us, and we should enjoy it while it lasts, because it probably won't. You know?
I'm hoping that it won't. You never know. Like, who would have thought that Justin Timberlake would continue the success that he had?
He's got a pretty level head, though.
Yeah.
Compared to Bieber, who's never had a level head and won't.
But, you know, coming from a group of five, and there's always going to be one that's the most popular, you know, whatever happened to Lance Bass just because he's gay, he didn't get popular?
No, people didn't know whether it was bass or bass. It's just, like, confusing to people, so they're just like, I'm not even going to worry about it.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. You got to have a name that you know. That's why
Timberlake.
There's no pronouncing that.
It's like you're mixing two elements: the forest
and water.
And water.
My name is. So maybe if I got a new stage name, I'd have more staying power and get more popular. Like I could be like a Terry Tree River.
Yeah.
Tree River.
Yeah. River Tree. I like River Tree.
That's Forest Pond.
Yeah, yeah.
Terry Forest Pond.
Yeah.
Or
Pond Twig. Terry Pond Twig.
Pond Twig. And they'd be all, is it Pond de Twig or is it Pond Twig?
Maybe that could be it. Terry Pond de Twig.
Pond de Twig.
Pond de Twig.
Hello, I am Terry Pond de Twig, and I am here to tell you funny jokes about things. The funniest thing is my name, Terry Pond Twig. I don't know where I'm from. I went from Paris to now I'm back in Oregon. Hey, what's up, you peoples?
You know, Ashton Kutcher continues to get acting jobs while acting in Jobs, a movie about Steve Jobs employing people.
Dude, that was a mouthful.
I know.
Ashton Kutcher, say that again?
Ashton Kutcher continues to get acting jobs while acting in Jobs, a movie about Steve Jobs employing people.
Quit your jobs.
I'm not really interested in seeing it.
There was a show on some channel that my wife was watching the other day that was about Steve Jobs, but it wasn't a movie. It was like a documentary.
Yeah,
like,
since it's coming out, they've been showing like documentaries and stuff.
I didn't know he was sick for so long. He'd had cancer for quite some time.
4 or 5 years, I think, he was
longer than that. He'd went through several transplants. Yeah. He had a liver transplant and some other fucking major surgeries.
They wanted to keep him going because he was the visionary. Even to the last day, he was the one that was like, you know, seeing the vision of what the future of. He pushed the technology of Apple still to that day. It wasn't reliant as on outsiders or whatever, you know.
Right.
They probably still have his brain somewhere, I would imagine. Probably
think?
Trying to get it hooked up somewhere, yeah.
So they saved his brain.
I would imagine.
And now I heard that A-Rod has been drinking the brain juice of Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
And now he can't see straight.
He's been suspended for like 200 and some games.
I know.
But he can still play this season out.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
Nah, he'll still get paid.
Yeah.
He'll have enough money to last him until the suspension is over. Hey, did you watch The Dome on last Monday? What do you think?
This is the one where Junior switched sides, right?
No, he'd already switched sides.
Was that last episode?
No, now they converged on the place, and Barbie wanted to just blow up the well.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, so he's back on the good side now.
Yeah, but he switched sides in the episode,
because
right?
Because his dad told him the truth about his mom, and then that guy was standing there, and then he shot him instead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. It was pretty crazy, though.
And then, the well, and people died because of Big Jim's plan.
Big Jim, Rooney.
And
Big Jim Weenie.
Yeah.
And that was kind of cool. It's still fucking with me because he's Big Jim and he's also Hank Schaefer or whatever his name is from Breaking Bad.
Which, have you caught up on that?
Well, I watched the first episode of the new season, yes, and it was...
Have you seen the last? I thought you were...
I caught all up. Yeah, I watched the whole first half of the season in 24 hours.
They were pretty quick to tell you in this new episode, like... what's going to be happening here that, you know, Hank's put it together.
Yeah, and Walter went into, you know, spoiler alert, you better turn this off if you haven't seen it, but it was a week ago. If you're a fan, you've already watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we always do it a week late just to be courteous.
Yeah.
We won't even talk about it.
We've given enough spoiler warning.
Oh, yeah. And so, he's in the garage. He's fucking told him. Can't believe you did this. He's like, anybody's going to believe you? I don't think so. I, Walter White, killed Gus Fring? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Gustav. Poor Gustav.
You know, speaking of which, Gustav, one of his, the bell guy. You know, the guy with the bell?
Mm-hmm.
The wheelchair guy.
That was so funny when they took him in and he spelled out, fuck you and suck my dick.
Yeah, he won an award for that role.
I bet.
As a supporting actor. And I was recently last night. It's Mob Week on AMC.
His face looks brushy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, he's just like pretty much just spitting. He was the
Scarface dude.
Yeah, I watched that last night. It'd been a while, and I watched it on AMC, so it was like...
Commercial City.
And blanked fucks.
Let me show you my bleeping little friend.
Yeah. They don't bleep it. They just, like,
cut
no
it out.
Silence.
Yeah.
So it's, like, choppy.
That's a little bit less annoying, I think.
It is. Bleep. It is. And
but
so
it'd be better
it was watchable.
If they put in frickin'.
Yeah. And I got the DVD. I guess I could have just put that in if I really wanted to. But much better than the last time I watched. The last time I watched it, I thought it was a little overrated. But this time, I really enjoyed the development of the story rather than just the end, which is so overplayed.
Yeah. They see the end, hello to my little friend.
Yeah,
I mean, there's so much bloodshed and so many deaths. It's like, I saw some post that said there were over 200 deaths in Breaking Bad so far.
Wow.
Of course, there were some shootouts. It's been 5 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Did you watch that Low Winter Sun?
No. Here's my question for you. Do you think that Walter is going to die at the end? The cancer is back.
Did he say that or is that real?
He said that, but I don't know if it's real. It showed him getting tested.
Yep.
Did not show the results, so it's kind of leaving you to think. But then you got to think of that one intro where he was 52. I got to think of that because now I just thought of it. He wasn't dead then. And he had another name, and he was in New Hampshire.
Hmm.
When she said, you got ID, you get a free breakfast at Denny's. If it's your birthday. And when she said, thank you, Mr. Some other name that's not his. And then he left her a $100 tip and bailed, remember?
Yeah.
So that was from the first half of season 5. So
one I don't of, like, remember the, that. But...
Oh, it was like the third episode or something.
Yeah.
It was just the little part before it goes... Breaking.
Yeah, a little foreshadowing or whatever.
And it was his 50, and he spelled out 52 with his bacon on his plate. She's like, is everything okay? And he's like, yeah, it's my birthday today. It's like, you know, we get a free birthday breakfast for anybody if you show us ID. And he's like, I'm fine. She's like, what's... Free is free, you know, you should probably just do it. So he brought out his wallet.
Maybe that's his first day out of jail.
Ah, I don't think he's going to get busted. If he got busted, he would not be out of jail that soon. He did some shit. He killed some people. He fucked some shit up. He took control of, as an overlord of the meth scene.
That is true.
He shut down cartels and shit.
But if they can't get the real evidence on him.
That's true. How are you going to prove it? You can't. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Keep it up. Try, Hank. Try. You want to be the good guy and you want to be the bad guy under the dome?
He's angry in all the shows, man.
Fucking, he's mad. He can't walk right in Breaking Bad. And then the show. Now he got beat up by some people in the dome. And how's Hank going to get out of the dome to save the fucking New Mexico?
I don't know.
I wonder if Walter's going to go through the dome when he goes there. He's going to New Hampshire. That's right up by there somewhere.
Yeah.
They should coincide those two movies. Breaking the Dome.
Ah!
And they'd get everybody all tweaked out in there.
Yeah.
And then they'd just be all, we're going to get out of here, man. We'll chip away. And it's like Crystal Man. It's like shards.
There
like
are
shards.
Meth undertones within, under the dome,
it's
right?
It's coming. Oh, yeah. Right. That's why he has all that propane.
Propane and, yeah. You know, all the...
That's
all
why,
the power struggles, there's obviously
that's
some money
God
in the play.
That's why God is punishing him. That's what the preacher said, because we do bad things here in this town.
Yeah.
God is punishing us by putting us in a dome.
At least to me.
To me.
It just seems like.
The ball have been very, very good.
It's either
me.
A bomb that was thrown down and just like a shield around the bomb. I don't know what the purpose of that would be.
You
maybe like, maybe more like a, like a, an experimental environmental, you know, when you want an experiment in a vacuum,
right?
You know, any number of things, but it's still weird about, you know, you touch that center, and the she saw that kid she was with, and he said,
the emperor.
A monarch will be
crowned. Yeah.
And then you have the one guy dead, so, you know, the leader is emerging, the monarch.
And all those monarch butterflies,
and
remember
then,
back a few episodes ago?
And then the
ago?
Pink butterflies.
Pink stars.
Oh, it's pink stars.
Pink stars are falling. Pink stars
oh,
are
I
falling.
Kept thinking that was butterflies, but I know there was the butterflies.
The monarch, there, that whole side of the dome was just covered with monarchs.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were monarchs.
Well, I didn't at the time either, but now that they said that, and that is what they look like, those yellow, black monarchs.
You have a little bit of foresight because of, you almost like are in probably in a deja vu kind of a situation.
Oh, for sure. Right? They've changed enough stuff to where it's still new and intriguing to me, but the storyline I know because I read the book. But
yeah, but you probably don't really remember it completely, but when things trigger for you, you're probably like, oh.
Yeah, got to get more Dave Forsyth on it. What's up, Dave? Hope you're listening. Come to Oregon and party with us. You didn't get to come on the show because I don't know why you didn't. Remember, you were going to come on, and then you ended up going to the coast with your family. You got to get your priorities straight, dude.
Yeah.
I know you spent over $200 for us to go see Anthrax and those guys, but...
I know he's also a big fan of Alan Lanier.
That guy's dead.
Yeah, he is. And I don't really know if he was a fan of Alan Lanier.
Was he the cowbell player, or did he just play guitar and keyboards?
I think he just did that. I don't know if he was the cowbell player. Sure I would have... Everybody would know.
I think he was
the
Chris Parnell. Player. No, Chris Parnell was like Buck Dharma, whatever that guy's name is. Eric Bloom, main guy. But as far as I'm concerned, he was the main guy. But yeah, he hasn't been in Blue Oyster Cult for a few years, old Alan.
Yeah, he retired in like
2006 or something.
Yeah, around there.
And
but
he
did
some time
show
up
to do one reunion or something.
Yeah, somewhere. And he'd been out of the band a little while before that and came back. So I think it was all... amicable. There was no like
certainly.
Fighting or whatever.
Yeah. It was just an older dude probably didn't want to tour around to country
play.
Fairs anymore.
He didn't want
to
play Burning for You anymore.
I don't know. I guess I wasn't around in the time, so I don't.
They had some cool old songs, I'll tell
I,
you. That.
I don't.
Pre Godzilla. Godzilla was killer, too. But pre Don't Fear
don't
the
mind
Reaper.
Godzilla.
It's a little bit worn out these days, but.
Yeah, I don't mind it because it's a fun song. Definitely funner than Don't Fear the Reaper.
Still got to work out the rest of that one about the big purple grimace and a terrible clown. The big purple grimace and the terrible clown pulls the spinning fast food nation down. McDonald's.
That's funny.
McDonald's. Hey, our godson got sick for no reason. Well,
what?
It had to have been a reason. I don't know what it was. He said drank too much Kool-Aid and ate too much snacks. But he was sick for like 12 hours, throwing up. Couldn't keep apple juice down, couldn't keep water down.
Oh.
He'd drink
like
it in about 15-hour
flu or something.
Something. Yeah, he had some kind of a bug, and his sister didn't get it, and we didn't get it, so that was kind of a bummer.
I was Did he eat something funky maybe on his own?
No. No, I don't think so. He just had, like, I think what he said, drank too much red juice. Because his mom has told him he needs to drink water, milk, or, like, because the red juice is just like Kool-Aid. It's just sugar, maybe 5% actual juice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he needs, he's three. He needs some good nutrients and some good juice and some milk and all that stuff. I was at the comedy show just kind of hanging around after the show talking to people and talking to the lady about who I'm going to co-host that KLCC stage at the celebration this weekend coming up. They paired us off, but then I got a text saying the boy's sick and he's asking for you, so you should come home. And I was basically on my way home anyway, so I got home and he was pukey. Pukey pants.
That sucks.
But yeah, I got paired up with old Melody Gore Dodd. She's 60. Funny lady.
He's 60.
So we're going to tag team that KLC stage from 1:30 to 5:30. They told us, you know, if you want, work on some bits together about the sponsors and this and that, or write a skit or something. And I was like, you want to write a skit? We don't want to do a skit, do we? And she's like, no, I really didn't want to do a skit. I was hoping you didn't want to do one, because if you said you wanted to, I would have done it, but I don't really want to. I was like, whoa, ladies, look, calm down here. Let's do, we're not doing a skit, all right? We'll just go back and forth. And whoever goes first is whoever, I don't care. You go, do your 15 minutes. She's like, 15 minutes? And I was like, well, 5 to 7 is going to be you saying, we'd like to thank Pizza Now, our big sponsor, Pizza Now. They've got the best pizza. And we'd like to thank Pizza Now, because they're the best pizza in Albany. And also sponsoring the show tonight is Pizza Now. They make some good pizza. If you can't get down to Pizza Now, you could go to Pizza Now. That was a quick plug for them. And then, just tell some jokes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it clean. Don't be talking about your vagina or saying shit. Because that's the lady that cussed at the one thing, and she said shit, and everyone went, oh, this is, I accidentally think I said fuck under my breath real quick.
Oh, really?
But nobody said anything about it.
Mm.
It was when I was telling my story about messing with drunk people.
Ah, did you go, and I was fucking, and I'm bleeding, Bob?
Oh, no, and then I like, we get about 2 feet out the door and smoke a cigarette after I've made friends with this drunk guy, and I'm not drunk, but he thinks I am. Then I fall down and do the leg trick, and he projectile vomits his last 2 drinks and sobers up pretty quickly. And he's like, fuck, man, you gotta. So I think I just did it just like that. So it was really kind of, fuck, man, you, like, under that, where it could have been Ferk, for bleep.
Fox and Ferk.
And that made me go, oh, wait. I'm stoned, but I just can't let myself cuss freely, I thought to myself inside of my head.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, because usually it's called fucking with drunks. Like, it's a new game I play, because I spend a lot of time in bars, but I don't drink. And so I'm always having to deal with drunk people. So I got a new game that you guys might want to play. It's called Messing with Drunks. That's the PG version.
You should do a Messing with Drunk Squatch. Sass drunks.
He's so drunk. Have you ever got Sasquatch drunk? It's funny. And then you take his jerky.
Do you give chores to your godson?
Nah, not besides pick up your toys and mow the lawn. No, just pick up the toys and no chores, pretty much.
Well, he's pretty young for.
He's 3.
He ain't washing any dishes or anything, right?
No, not yet. Just pick up after yourself sometimes. Try to puke in the bowl if you do have to puke.
You know, boys make more than girls, even in allowance.
I did not know that.
Yeah. They did a study. Boys make more.
I bet
and
they
girls.
Do less work, too, because girls have to usually do...
They do. They get 2 hours less a week, on average, less chores than girls.
Because, you know, it don't take long to take the garbage out.
Yeah.
I love that job, because it's like, whoosh, walk to the fucking curb, whoosh, done. Oh, wait, you forgot to put a bag... Oh, man, so I want to cut a 2-minute job down to 1.5 minutes and just go back to the TV as a kid and say... You forgot to put a new bag in the garbage can. of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, Mom. And, of course, I did. And I was an idiot because I was a little kid. I'd say, you got two legs, Mom. Go get yourself.
So did you get a sizable allowance back in the day?
My dad just gave us weed.
Oh, right on.
But my sister got less weed than me. And she had to do more work. All I had to do was take care of the plants. No, actually, my parents were kind of strapped for cash because they did this weird thing where they accepted Jesus as a personal savior. And they tried to have a church for a while. And mm-hmm. churches don't really make a lot of income except for what comes in the love offering box, which I always thought was funny that they had a box that said love offering. And, of course, as teenagers, we had to make fun of them under our breath and say, hey. And finally, Dad, you know, that's a box. It says love offering. Don't forget to put your love offering in the box. It's like that can be construed. He's like, not by Christian people who aren't thinking about that. I said, Christians think about that shit too, Dad. Don't lie. You're thinking about it right now. But yeah, so they got into a bit of financial difficulties with praying to Jesus to pay their credit card bills, which he missed all the payments. And mm-hmm. they ended up owing like $120,000. And then they did that 5-year plan where they do, it's not bankruptcy, it's another chapter, like chapter 11, and they have to pay like some exorbitant amount, like $875 a month for 5 years to pay back only $40,000 of the $120,000 mm-hmm. that they owed. So, long story longer, they were tight for money. So a lot of times our allowance was just like more privileges than money.
Right on.
Like I said, weed.
Yeah.
Get to stay up later.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go to your friend's house when you weren't supposed to. And then one time for Christmas.
Quarters for some arcade games.
Exactly. You guys can take the quarters from the car wash. And it's a variable amount. It's on a sliding scale, depending mm-hmm. on how many people wash their car this week.
Yep.
Whether you get to play 2 video games or 4. But
what was the charge back when you were younger? Was it still the same for a car wash?
It was 75 cents. It was half.
I don't know.
And then it went up to a dollar. It slowly crept up, you know, 75. And then it was $1.25 for the longest time, to where that sticks in my brain. And a lot of times when I go to wash off the car wash, I'll put in 5 quarters and say, oh, yeah, it's 6 quarters.
Wow.
Because I'm old.
Yeah.
So that was the longest period. It was $1.25. It was always $1.25. The vacuum, I don't remember it being 50 cents. I think it's been 75. And most of the vacuums around here are $1.25.
Wow.
For 4 minutes. We give 5 minutes for 75 cents. And I just cleaned out the vacuum the other day because I knew the big festival was coming. So it's got extra suction power. I had been lazy, and I'd noticed that it was sucking at its sucking. It wasn't mm-hmm. it wasn't sucking that good. And sure enough, the whole container was full, and the three they're bags. They're like vacuum cleaner bags, but they're more filters, but they're made out of cloth.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty full, too, and they don't usually... They're not collection bags, but they were full. So I know that the suction power was down. But, yeah, 5 minutes, 75 cents, come out to the Brownsville Car Wash. We might be one of the new station or one of the new show sponsors.
Depending on
how many hillbillies wash their truck, if I get an extra $25, that's going to go to the show.
Sweet.
Because it won't be coming from me. It'll be coming from the business.
Yeah.
Business.
And that's probably a good place to find, like, rings and stuff, right, in the vacuum bag?
Yeah, and you can tell if someone has sucked something up because they have tried to get the compartment apart. As a matter of fact, someone cut the lock off to the trash collector before, probably for $10 or a bag of Sneef or a diamond ring. Who knows what it was. But
to collect all the Sneef that's been vacuumed up off the rugs.
Now, my dad used to be pretty, whatever you want to call it, he'll say frugal. I'll mm-hmm. say gross. Like, as he's dumping the collection bin into the garbage can, he will kind of go through it slowly with his hand. He'll have a glove on, so whatever. It's just dust, and it's not like shit or gross.
There might be a few, like, pieces of paper that got through there, cigarette butts.
Food. Oh, lots of cigarette butts.
Fries.
Lots of, like, fries and pieces of, like, whatever that mm-hmm. get collected on your floor. And a lot of dust, just flat-out dust.
Yeah.
But he'll always go through it. And I was like, Dad, really? For what? What do you get? Like 26 cents sometimes? You find a nickel, a dime, and a quarter. And whatever. So as I was dumping it out, I didn't go through it, but they just kind of fell out. Like there was, I made 36 cents.
Oh.
Also, some idiot, fucking redneck hillbillies, they left like $1.50 of quarters stacked up on the car wash on the outside. They got their rig clean. I guess it was a tip. That was a tip. So that's awesome. Stuck it in there real quick before they came back and started spraying off the lot and get all the hay and shit. Fucking shit kickers got their shit coming off their boots.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Brad Paisley. What a dick. I didn't see any of those people in the town. You know, they just probably hung out there in their trailer or whatever they were in.
Yeah, in their cars in the field.
Well, you know.
Hanging out with Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
In their Paisley shirts.
Yeah.
I wonder. Did you see any Paisley cars driving by?
No.
Oh.
That'd be funny.
Limos?
I saw a pink stretch Hummer.
Must have been somebody, right?
I think it was just some people. It might have been Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
It was pink. She's a girl.
That's
good reasoning, isn't it?
Would have to be.
It could have been people who were just partying and said, we're taking a fucking limo to the country.
Yeah, we're taking a pink limo.
Pink Hummer. That sounds good, actually, a pink Hummer.
Yeah, it does. Hey, you ever been to Mount Vernon, Washington?
I've heard of it. No, I don't believe I've been there.
I don't know what part of Washington that
what's
is.
What's the significance of it? It sounds familiar.
Mount Vernon, Washington.
Is something made there that I would hear? Is there a beer?
Yeah, there is something made there, but it went horribly wrong. There is some people trying to make some hash oil. That old butane way, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, with a like a PVC pipe and...
I don't know the method, but I know...
With the butane?
Is,
yeah, so what
butane
you
butane is an explosive. Kaboom.
But what'd they do? They lit a match or something?
I guess, something, yeah.
Here's what you do, kids.
Up.
You take a PVC pipe.
You don't light
pipe.
A match.
No, you don't light matches. You take a PVC pipe and you cap it off. You get about a foot long, like a foot-long sandwich. And then you cap it off, and you cap it off on the other end. And then you drill a hole in the one end that's big enough for a butane nozzle. And then you drill a hole in the other end, probably same size. And you just go... Well, you got to pack the thing full of weed first. I forgot that part. Before you put the caps on, you got to pack that thing full of weed.
All right.
You can put bud
or
shake.
So you're just blasting it with butane until it starts dripping?
Yeah, and it just drips out like Amber Alert shit. Amber, huh. Like that stuff from Jurassic Park.
It's not weird smoking it after it's been butaned.
No, you don't. Yeah, because you don't smoke the weed, of course. You smoke the oil, but so a lot
the
of people,
weed probably still has stuff in it, though, right?
I don't know. I think most people use like leaf though and trimmings.
Ah, okay.
Because it still has a lot of crystals on the on the leaves and stuff like that. So, yeah, one of my friends used to do it, and that shit was gnarly. You don't get a lot though. Like you use however much you can cram in a foot long PVC that's probably about 2 inches around, or not 2 inches, probably 1.5 inches outer diameter,
mm-hmm.
So less on the inside. And you probably only get, like, I don't even know what the weight would be, but, like, $20 worth, a gram maybe, out of, like, probably a quarter or a half ounce of shake and stuff. So it's a low ratio. You got to have pounds and pounds of shake, and a lot of people do end up with that after they harvest and they get their butt all ready. Then they got all this stuff that they don't want to smoke because it's harsh, and you got to smoke a lot of it. So they just take this good shit out of it.
Rather than buttering it up or whatever.
Yeah, like
butter.
They could keef it all and have some keef.
I've seen a guy who had a golf ball size ball of keef.
Yeah, I've seen those before. My friend
used called,
to...
He called it a ball of confusion.
Ah, that's a good name for it.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy used to press them into, like, discs.
Like a hockey puck?
And it had, like, a little... emblem on it, like his brand name probably or something.
You could get one of those Fisher Price remember those little they'd have, well, like a car wash thing, right? Maybe that's what you could make a pavement out of hash oil.
That, well, like the trailer
hash
park
oil
was.
yeah but don't do it on the real thing. Just get it by one of those Fisher Price things,
yeah,
and make a little small one. And then it would look like... Dude, check this out.
Okay.
We've all seen the Loch Ness Monster picture, right?
I've seen it.
This is from Your Bleeped Up Brain, that show I was telling you about.
It's fake.
It's great. Dude, this is why it's blurry, is because it's fucking zoomed in. It's not the whole goddamn picture.
Yeah.
You zoom out, and it's clearly, like, very small. And probably it looks
like
it's part
snake.
Of a tree, like a little thing just sticking out of the water, like a fallen tree into the water, and that's like one of the little...
It's just like seeing Jesus on toast.
Yeah.
It's a shadow and a stick, and it zoomed in mm-hmm. and all distorted. Well, like the picture was taken back before cameras were good. It's black and white.
Yeah. It's just like having a picture, then you zoom in, and it's fuzzy because you zoomed in on that one part. It's so small that it's...
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. That show is awesome, though, man. I love watching it.
I haven't got a chance to watch it yet. I'm going to have to stick my DVR on it so I can watch it when I want.
It's yeah, they've been showing like them like on the day that they show the new one on Saturday, I think it is. They'll show all of them, you know, in a row because that's what history does.
It repeats itself.
It does, yeah. And there's... Man, it blows me away, some of the things that they do. I can't remember anything from this episode, but, you know, they've tackled superstition and perception. I think that was, it was more about perception being reality in this one.
Ah.
You know, about your brain filling in the missing information and stuff like that.
Right on. Today, but if you're wondering, anybody, we're going to get to some birthdays. It's a National Potato Day.
Sweet.
I like potatoes. I haven't eaten any today, so I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat pizza now first, and then I'm going to go home and have some potatoes. I got a few birthdays. I'd never heard of this guy, but I love his name so much, and I can't believe that he's so old, and he's a Chicago radio personality turning 69 today. Buzz Kilman.
Buzz Kilman. I thought you were going to go with the Wolfgang.
So he's killing buzzes art. Already, and like Buzzkill didn't come around to like... the mid-90s when they had like an MTV show and people started saying, oh, that's a buzzkill.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that really harshes my mellow. It kills my buzz. Mm-hmm. So Buzz Kilman, 69 today.
Happy birthday.
Steve Grimmett from Grim Reaper. Remember those guys? See You in Hell. And his name was Grimmett. I wonder if that's his real name. And he's like, well, we got to have a name for our band that has Grim in it.
I don't think I ever listened to him, but I know.
See You in Hell,
like
my friend.
An 80s metal band, right?
See You in Hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Steve. And John Stamos. How old do you think John Stamos
John
is today?
John Stamos, man. Well, he was...
Because you know he looks young.
Yeah.
Looks younger than he is.
But I'm going to go like 57.
Ooh. He looks younger than that.
Yeah.
He's 50.
Wow. I was going to go 54, but then I thought, maybe... No.
So it was like early 90s 50. When Full House was, right?
Yeah, but he was soap opera guy before that, right?
Yeah, so in his 20s, he was soap opera guy.
Yeah,
he was
and then
almost
he was
30.
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah, got pervy Uncle Jesse. Also, birthday today, Tabitha Soren. Do you remember her?
Tabitha Soren.
She was a pretty hot little chick that used to be an MTV host on MTV.
So, oh, she was the she had the red hair?
I think she had different color hair sometimes. Blonde. I remember her being blonde sometimes.
Oh, shoulder length.
She was like a reporter chick. Kurt Loder, Tabitha Soren, all those people.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Loder, man.
Didn't have very many good birthdays to choose from.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He's older now. He's Kurt Older. he looked old back then. He kind of had a creasy face, I thought, mm-hmm. didn't he? Like, I don't know what he's doing, though, but he announced he was the person... that I first heard the big story. Well, I heard it on the radio, but then, of course, tuned in to MTV for him announcing the death of Kurt Cobain. Blah, blah, blah. And he's got that reporter-type voice that was just like, such sad news.
Yep.
Coming up on 20 years next year since Kurt killed himself, and I've been really trying to find someone to fill the void of Mr. Wambacher.
It's almost half my life ago.
I know. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
So we at least want to do one Bleach show.
Hmm. If you showed me the lines, I could do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We'd have to pick a set. I mean, I don't know if we do a super long set or if we just do share the bill with another tribute band or something. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I haven't still got Jared. I mean, he comes by, but we haven't jammed. So
yeah.
It's been like a
year. I know the songs well enough. I know that.
Yeah. And Mike talked about it. He's like, I'll just take Pat's place in everything. So I was like, all right, you can go fuck his wife then. Oh, yeah, that's whose birthday today. Not Pat. Pat's is next week. Today, Jeff Walter. Poison Idea guitarist, former Savior guitarist, former victims of internal decay cars.
Happy birthday.
He's so much older than me. Like 6 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Pat's 7 days older than me. Pat's 1 day. Wait, what's today?
Oh, I thought you said 60s.
6 days.
Yeah. I thought you were saying he was in his 60s.
No, he's 45 today. And so that means that Pat's birthday was yesterday, which is actually today.
Happy birthday, Pat.
Yeah, today, but it's tomorrow, which is yesterday, today, because today's Monday, but yesterday was Sunday, and today is Sunday. But tomorrow's Monday. So if that makes any sense to you, you're fucking weird. let's see, what else we got? Oh, yeah, Hans, how you doing, buddy? What's in your CD player today? Should we play the song, or should we skip it? Let's just sing it to him.
What
in the CD player?
CD player.
Ching, ching, chinga. CD player.
CD player.
Hans has a CD player. There and he listens is. To songs in it. Sometimes he listens to Slayer, but not very often.
It's one of those boom boxes where you can see the CD spinning.
All right. Stay lucky, you slugs. He's listening to the album called Jerusalem.
By dope smoker guys.
Sleep. That's right. Sleep. Dope smoker guys, that's true. So good for you, buddy. Listening to some dope smoking, bong worshiping Satan rippers. Don't forget.
I like some
ripper.
Sleep.
Yeah, me too. I have one CD of theirs, and then I have some stuff downloaded, but I need more.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have two. I forgot. But Sleep Volume 1 is pretty good. That brings me of memories of touring the Southwest with Perpetual Conversion. We listened to that CD quite a few times in the old van. And what have I been listening to? I've still been listening to some records. I busted out Accept, Restless and Wild, which
nice.
Was a nice listen. Only a couple skips on that, which was I was expecting more because it was a well-used record. And then,
it's a classic.
Yes, for sure. And you know the name Udo Dirkschneider. I'm trying so hard to remember the funny nickname that one of my friends had. It was something like
Puto?
Something Dick Snyder. Dick Udo. I got to look it up because it was funny enough to wait for. But yeah, Restless and Wild was a great listen. Hadn't heard that for a while. Yeah, it's not so much my buddy, but my my stepdaughter's dad, which was my wife's ex. Travis, he said, God, was it, wasn't, God. Can't believe that I can't remember
Poopo?
Things. Could have been Poopo.
Poopo?
Puto. Bitch Dick Slicker. No, no. So Udo Dirkschneider, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Where'd you go?
Dick Schneider. Dick Shitter.
It was something Dick somethinger.
Dick Shitter.
Dick Shitter.
That'd be messy.
Hey, did you hear that Black Dahlia Murder Band's coming to the Wow Hall?
Really?
That's kind of weird.
Hmm.
They're pretty, I don't know, they're not huge or anything, but they're like, they headlined the Summer Slaughter Tour before. And
wow.
I don't think that they're coming to, what do you call it? I don't think they're coming to Portland this time.
Hmm.
They're coming somewhere else.
Did you know Lizzie Borden was acquitted? Of the crimes?
No, I thought they gave her the axe, too. She didn't get killed for her stuff?
I don't know if that's... I just know that she didn't do it.
You know she didn't?
That's what they said. It was on your bleeped up brain.
Oh.
They said that everybody remembers the rhyme.
Uterus Dick Slider.
Ah! That is nice.
Wait for it. Uterus Dick Slider.
Did you know if your parents never had children, chances are you won't either?
Well, what? Wait a second.
If your parents never had children, chances are you won't either.
Did your mom have any other kids that lived?
That is a famous line by Dick Cavett.
Dick Trickle. Dick Slider.
I recommended a watch to you.
What's it going
to
be?
And I know I already recommended it before, but it was that and Grey's Anatomy by...
Spalding Grey's Anatomy.
Spalding Grey.
I didn't get a chance to watch it because our internet was out all week.
Dude, but. It's tough. You got to make it through the first 10 minutes which is like stories being told by people of their freak eye injury accidents.
Ooh.
And some of them are pretty one guy was like, I just thought I would, you know, I saw this thing and I'm like, it's tiny. I don't need to do anything. I'm working underneath a car. It's just a second. I won't put on safety glasses. And next thing I know, I got this, you know, metal wire sticking out of the middle of my eye. And so I grab it and pliers and I pull on it and my eye's stretching. And I stop, and then I think, well, if I go to the emergency room, they're going to have to take it out one way or another. And so I just grabbed the pliers and pulled it out, and I tore a giant hole in my eye. And there's just all these different stories. And then he goes into what the movie's about. It's a giant monologue of, like, over an hour.
Wow.
Of him. But it's about him discovering this issue with his eye, and then him going to, like, he goes to a doctor, and they say, we're going to have to scrape your eye. And he's like, immediately, once they said scrape, I knew immediately I wanted a second, third, fourth, and fifth opinion. And so he goes to these faith healers and Sweat Lodge, and it's more, while it goes about talking about his inner thoughts as he's dealing with this scary issue of, you know, losing sight.
Right.
He's also meeting these interesting people along the way, and he's a great storyteller of these, creating these characters.
I will definitely check it out once we get...
Yeah, and he's done a few of them. Swimming to Cambodia, he unfortunately took his own life, I do believe, in 2004.
Spalding, what's wrong with you?
But he...
Oh, you're dead.
He, he wrote many, many monologue-type plays, and I thought you'd be interested as a storyteller.
Yeah,
and,
monologist.
Or
monologist. I don't know how you say it.
I don't know. A monologist.
Ah, because you got to say it different, so you're not...
A monologist. I don't even know if that's a word.
I'm a monologist.
Yeah, but you can watch it. It's in its entirety on YouTube.
It depends on the monologistics.
Mm-hmm. And he speaks very fast and frantically, and he just gets you excited, and you want to hear what he's talking about. And
does he take pause?
And he does. Sometimes he does it, but he also does these very weird camera angles. You know, that'll change, and he'll talk to you from here, and then he'll talk to you from here. Lighting will come down, and you'll hear rain in the background and stuff, and it's very, like, it's some cool stuff to watch.
Right on, I'll check it out. I want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't have that much stuff in my brain, though. But anyway, hell, we better get out of here. We gotta go get some pizza, and you guys can stick around after the show, because we're gonna have some plugs of some shows coming up.
Plug in the plugs!
You might want to go to. Fun stuff happening, comedy shows. Me and Seth Milstein are going to be up there at the Baghdad Theater. And other stuff's going on, so stick around for that. It's plugs, and we'd like to thank Pizza Now for their generous pizza.
Hell yeah.
It's so yummy. I love it. We'd also like to thank Floyd for this awesome song. But,
thanks, Floyd.
Yeah. Who knows how long we'll use it?
How's
you guys
that
got
pizza?
Something better. Huh?
How's that paint shop going?
Hey, Tommy. Tommy's paint pot. You got any pot for sale? Because I like to smoke it. I'm going to smoke some right now.
All right.
Hey, thanks you guys for listening on a Monday. Get out. Get out. Get out of here.
Our, one of our new listening countries, St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
That's not a band?
Nope.
That's a band. Next week, we'll be talking to St. Vincent and the Grenadines. They'll be in the studio with us, and that'll be on hump day. We're going to fuck them. Thanks for listening. See you later.
Hey, yeah.
Plugging it up.
Hey, Taggots. What's going on? I'm going to tell you what is going to be going on in the next few weeks, months, and time coming up. Go do some shows. Go to them. Every Friday for a couple more Fridays, it's Comedy at the Baghdad. That's coming to an end on September 6th. But a couple more weeks. Got to cherish it while it's still here. Every second Friday, Pantsless Comedy at Cornucopia in Eugene. That's the second Friday of every month with Mike McGowan, your host, always bringing up some great comics, usually someone from Portland for a headliner, and then some locals to open the show. Also, every Wednesday at the Tonic Lounge in Portland, we have a weekly recurring humor night. It starts at about 9 o'clock with Whitney Street as your host and a bunch of great comics, and then an open mic after the show. So, comedy going strong in Oregon. Go check it out. Speaking of which, Eugene Celebration is August 23rd through 25th. And on the 23rd and 24th, yours truly, that's me, I'll be down at the Cosmic Pizza doing Cosmic Comedy at 6 p.m. That's a free show. That's 8th and Charnelton, Cosmic Pizza, with a Z in both of those words, Cosmic Pizza. 6 o'clock showtime, I go on third both nights. And then on the 24th, I'll be at the KLCC stage between 1:30 and 5:30. Announcing sponsors, introducing bands, telling jokes, and that kind of stuff. So come out to the Eugene Celebration this weekend. It's going to be fun. August 24th, Black Sabbath at the Gorge Amphitheater. That's on Saturday. Hope you got your tickets. I doubt if it's sold out, but whatever. I'm not going. Hope you do. August 29th, Gary Numan will be playing In Cars and Down by the Park. At least those two songs I know. Wow Hall, Eugene, Oregon. He's got an opening act that isn't local, so you go check those out. Unless you're into metal, then you should go to the Eugene Metal Celebration. I think it's the third annual. It's August 29th through 31st. It's three days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Five or six bands every night. Metal to the gills, so go check that out. August 30th, Comedy at the Baghdad. That's a Friday, like I was talking about. Me and Seth Milstein, my good buddy from Eugene, are going to be going up there and telling jokes with some other people. It'll be the second to the last Comedy at the Baghdad ever. Tristan does have a new venue to carry on his weekly thing. I think it's in Vancouver at the Kiggins Theater, but we'll have more information on that as time goes by. September 8th, Uproar Fest with Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, and many more bands at the Sleep Country Amphitheater. Last I checked, 30-pound Tess was in third place, which I think will get them on the stage. They had 79.9% of the vote with my good friend Bo and Wendy, who used to Bo used to cover for me at karaoke. His brother-in-law's band, Windowpane, is at number one. So a couple friends' bands in the top three there to play at the Uproar Fest on September 8th. You should go vote for them at 30poundtest.com. September 12th, Led Zeppelin, a great Led Zeppelin tribute band, will be playing at the Wow Hall. Yeah, exactly. September 6th, oh, I already said that. September 13th, it's a Friday the 13th, it's Yob, Tormentium, and Ninth Moon Black at the Wow Hall. Also that night, I'll be doing a comedy show at the Tiny Tavern with your host, Mac Chase, the Tiny Tavern Comedy Extravaganza. Maybe you can catch both those shows. They're both in Eugene. It's September 13th. And then September 28th. What does that say? World of Lies, Necryptic, and the Entity at the Black Forest. I'm going to try to check out that show for sure. It's a Saturday night. Necryptic hasn't played around for a while, and I haven't got to see World of Lies in a long time. So that's going to be a great show. October 4th, Brian Posehn and Derek Sheen at the Wow Hall for a comedy show. Opening act is the Donkey Show Boys. Drew and Marcus will both be doing a comedy set before that show. Got some great metalhead shows. They're shows for metalheads with bands like Diamond Head at the Hawthorne Theater with Raven, October 11th. And then on the 13th, it's Creator and Overkill, also at the Hawthorne Theater. Gwar Hawthorne Theater, October 15th with Whitechapel. Orange Goblin at the Mississippi Studios on October 11th. And November 26th, we got Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne Theater with World of Lies opening the show. Lots of good metal shows coming up, lots of comedy. There's a lot of stuff going on at Helium that I don't announce, but just go check it out for yourself. When you get back, turn on the internet, listen to Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, because it's the only thing you got to do, right? TedCastPodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Go out and see some shit. Love you guys. Peace out. Pearl Jam at the Rose Garden. Forgot about that one.